From Tibbetts on October 22nd, 2012, this is Mac Tech Conference 2012 Opens Mental Doors, written by Adam C. Angst. Don't show this article to your boss if you're trying to get approval to attend Mac Tech Conference 2013 next year. That's November 6, 2013 through November 8, 2013. Simply put, if it's anything like this year's conference, the bean counters may cast a jaundiced eye on your request to travel to Los Angeles. Don't get me wrong. If you're in IT or you're a Mac or iOS developer, the days are packed with high-quality technical talks by a host of experts in the community. What's different from any other conference I've attended was the evening entertainment, most notably a post-dinner trip to Disney Animation Studios for behind-the-scenes discussions of how Disney's animated movies are made and a pre-release screening of the upcoming film Wreck-It Ralph. This wasn't a canned tour. The Disney employees who donated their evening to chatting with conference goers were the actual people who worked on the animation, did the storyboards, ran the servers. I heard snatches of conversation about 1,000 cores and 5 petabytes spinning to storage, and more. No photography was allowed, and cell phones were confiscated temporarily before the screening, so I did the adult thing and left my iPhone in the hotel. I had to keep reminding myself the lack of the iPhone's weight in my pocket wasn't reason to panic. And yes, if you remember the 1980s video games fondly, go see Wreck-It Ralph. It's great even if you don't get an introduction to it by Disney Animation's director of IT. With his encyclopedic pop culture memory, my buddy Andy Anatka has written the definitive description of the evening. The second evening's after-dinner entertainment was less structured. The entire conference traipsed up the hill to Jillian's in Universal City. Here I wasn't much of a social butterfly, opting to play pool in old video games, the wonderfully abstracted Space Invaders and Asteroids and Donkey Kong in original cabinets, with Andy, with whom I seldom have a chance to spend time at larger shows like Macworld Expo. But don't assume there was anything but full mingling among the speakers and the attendees. MacTech Conference included 8 catered meals, and at each one I ended up sitting with a different group and discussing everything from the importance of interpersonal skills in IT to the effectiveness of iPad trials in K-12 education to doping in world-class cyclists and triathletes. Mac users are nothing if not eclectic. Equally interesting and useful were the hallway conversations in between the sessions. In short, much as with the late lamented Mac Hack and C4 conferences, which were focused solely on developers, Neil Tichton and his Mac Tech crew went to astonishing lengths to organize the kind of events that build a sense of community among the attendees. The sessions themselves were a bit harder for me to evaluate, given that I'm neither a developer nor an IT guy, so I have to admit to glazing over slightly during a detailed discussion by Ben Levy, Phil Goodman, and Steve Liebov about how to use Apple's iPhone Configuration Utility, Apple Configurator, and Profile Manager in OS X Server. But I thoroughly enjoyed the IT Lab's discussion on scripting led by Ben Waldie and Armin Briegel, who was kind enough to whip up a simple AppleScript script for Calendar that solved a problem I've had. Also, Andy Anatka gave an inspired talk exhorting developers not to ignore edge cases, pointing out that if the developer of an iOS ignores even 1% of the potential audience as an edge case, that could be millions of potential customers lost. For the truly geeky, Sandy Krasner of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory shared all sorts of technical details about how JPL communicates with the Curiosity rover on Mars. Perhaps that's not exactly useful to most of us, but it was a revealing look into what rocket science really involves today. I'm writing this in the airport on the way home, and I'm both exhausted and exhilarated since the conversations I had during the conference, plus pre- and post-conference visits with Tidbits and Take Control stalwarts Michael Cohen and Matt Newberg, left my mind racing with possible Tidbits articles, Take Control ebooks, and other things we might be able to do. That's the real win of a conference like MacTech. Leaving the everyday routine for a few days of immersion with smart, interesting people opens all sorts of mental doors, regardless of what it is you normally spend your days doing. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, Intego, ScanSnap, and Dusk Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and really, if you can get to Mac Tech Conference next year, I recommend going.